Welcome to the Empath and the Narcissist podcast, where you regain your sparkle back after narcissistic abuse. I am your host, Raven Scott, a trauma-informed spiritual mentor, certified meditation teacher, and human design expert. I'm empowering empaths 3 times a week in recovery and healing from narcissistic abuse, childhood trauma through human design, self-care, mindfulness advice, and expert interviews. This is Season 5, Episode 41, What is the Incarnation Cross? And the theme of the collective consciousness in the near future. Today I'm sharing with you a clip from the Members Only Human Design Gates series. Each zodiac season, I share with you which gates in the human design chart are related to that zodiac sign, and we go through and we describe each gate's traits, how they affect you in the collective, how they're activated. And then in this first one, in the Aries season, because it's spring equinox and Pluto is... When you search Empath and the Narcissist on Amazon for materials to read, what do you find? A whole bunch of pages full of the same title, Empath and the Narcissist. So how do you determine which book is the one to read? Well, that's up to you. But all I can tell you about my book is it shares snippets of my story of how I didn't always exude confidence. I didn't always have the peace of mind. On the contrary, I emitted a sense of insecurity that was palpable. I people-pleased everyone at the expense of my own health. I hated myself and I lashed out when I couldn't take it anymore. And in my book, I relate to you, dear empath, so you can read the words and know that you're not alone. That is the main goal of the book. The second goal of my book is to give you tools that I use to find my strength, to leave the narcissist, and to heal and be on the complete other side of the dark abyss. I am meant to be here on Earth to help you heal and transform from your trauma, from being a survivor to a thriver. You gain healing exercises at the end of each chapter. It's a guidebook to heal your childhood trauma. It has effective somatic healing exercises. It has astrology and how to understand and know your true authentic self with a human design chapter, giving you a brief overview of the Human Design 101. If you wish to feel alive again and take back the power in your life, then scroll up and click the link in the show notes to listen on Audible or buy your hard copy or paperback on Amazon today. And by the time you get to the end of the book, you're going to be wondering, what exactly does my human design chart say about me? Grab your human design unique blueprint reading on a call with me to help you identify how magnificent you are and how unique your energetic blueprint is here and how much you are needed for your empath. That in the link in the show notes at ravenscott.show/shop. Entering Aquarius and major shifts are happening in the planets. I also included the Incarnation Cross. So this Incarnation Cross video that's separate so we can kind of keep ourselves organized is in the membership and it shares with you what it is. This is a big part of your chart, and it's something if you get your chart read by me, I don't read you exactly what it means because it's like a whole other reading in and of itself of what is your major life's theme and your destiny, and each of us has a certain theme and an incarnation cross that kind of helps us and guides us in where we should be focusing, where we should be growing more. And all of these also affect us on a collective conscious level. So I hope you enjoy this and it kind of brings a little bit more clarity to light of what the Incarnation Cross is and how it's going to be affecting us as a collective consciousness. If you wish to tune in and get these updates every season with the gates and go through your chart and learn more about each of your gates, which is like your personality traits, your energy traits, then go ahead and it's super simple. You just head on over to patreon.com/empathhealing and sign up to the Patreon at the founding members level. Now, the Incarnation Cross is the book is like your destiny. Your own personal chart has an Incarnation Cross and the theme, and it's correlated to your destiny, your energy of your life theme, like your North Node. What are you moving toward? What are you shifting forward into? And essentially, it tells you the theme of why you were born to live on this earth. So the Incarnation Cross as a collective is the global consciousness program. So the incarnation theme of planning involves making plans for security and future well-being of the family and the community, considering those closest to you, whether lovers, relatives, clients, faithful friends, etc. The most important feature is in your life are those people, planning for them. Your greatest source of satisfaction comes from bringing your skills and attention to detail into what your family does and how it flourishes. It just comes naturally. So we're in the making plans stage. Now, if I go to 32, the Maya, personal life theme of the Maya. The life theme of the Maya is to describe everything that happens in your world. You do this by observing the process of growth and change and relating them to the underlying principles at work in our universe. You always know at least two ways of assessing and describing the same thing. Your meditation is to appreciate that not everything is as it appears, no matter how much you or anyone else thinks it should be. And the Incarnation Cross of the Sleeping Phoenix, which is very similar to this theme of what we're moving into from the next 28 years after this 2023. So we are in the incarnation cycle, upon the year of 2027, which relates to this theme of Pluto in Aquarius. This is why I'm trying to link these two without confusing you. So the major theme, we're now in the planning stages, seeing all angles and views and sides of a problem so we can find a solution. That's where we're in the thick of it right now. And moving forward, we will be in this major global consciousness of the Sleeping Phoenix, future transformation. An incurable romantic. You are driven by your quest for intimacy. By the way, Miley Cyrus has this theme, so you can take a look at her personality and herself. Unless you are really clear about your own needs, you can find yourself literally looking for love and deep experiences in all the wrong places. Always a bit ahead of your time, you chase impossible dreams using any means to pursue them, wondering how they are so enticing and elusive as you stretch to catch them. Grasp them for a moment and then crash and burn, only to rise again sometime later from the ashes of your experiences. Remember Harry Potter and the phoenix that burnt up to ashes and then rose out a beautiful new little chick? In your passage through life, you affect people in profound ways as you get them to appreciate where you are pointing. Despite romantic disappointments, and often because of them, you enter a process of self-transformation. So the conscious collective is in a people self-transformation. The cross of Sleeping Phoenix and how it's impacting us. You hold all the power within you. Thank you very much. That's what I tell you guys all the time. You and only you are your authority. With the cross of planning starting to crumble and the frequency shifting to the cross of the Sleeping Phoenix in 2027, we will see the continued crumbling of government structures, collective laws, tribal connections, and veils dropping, which is Pluto in Aquarius. The cross of the Sleeping Phoenix is an individual frequency for Earth and brings with it a massive mutation in the solar plexus, which is your emotional center. With the Sleeping Phoenix, when it wakes up, it must die before it can fly. It is necessary for you to expand your capacity to hold the energy of the Sleeping Phoenix, which is clearer, calmer, and more relaxed, and more in alignment with infinity. Very Piscean, right? Like, things are like, there's no limit to time and space. There's borders, or there's, you can intercross into the spirit realm. Like the veil is getting thinner. And you have the ability, you have to be able to process and maintain this frequency in your nervous system and aura, which I think is really important to increase your vibration with the healing frequencies, as well as connect with yourself through meditation, through your, to connect to your soul. So the cross of planning was tribal, people coming together. The cross of Sleeping Phoenix is individual, the exact opposite. The time of Sleeping Phoenix also represents cultivating internal power, first as a strong, solid foundation for external power, embracing darkness, feminine and masculine, nature, individuality, authenticity, sovereign right to be consciousness, the solar plexus as a brain, intuition, internal monarchy versus some people and external things as being your ruler, self-governance, self-autonomy, self-sufficiency in all areas of your life. And that doesn't mean that we're isolated. That just means that we're overflowing with love and abundance to interact with others because we are tuned into our light, to our intuition. Beautiful. Eating nourishing food is important, working out, keeping your stress low, drinking plenty of water for this new energy frequency elevation is really key to do. The selfishness will come to extremes. Yes, developing a mean spirit. The mean spirit is a polarity and conditioning, not of self. So we will probably still be seeing a lot more evil in the world because of this self-centeredness. Yeah, splitting of paths, there will. Yeah, I see that too. This intensifying splitting of timelines of people pitting themselves against others, right? The empath against the narcissist. And so many of us victims spewing hate towards the narcissist, almost dehumanizing them. The not self will be pulled towards competition and separateness. So it's important even more to really focus in on our alignment of who we are, our true selves. The mutation, let's see, we will see the best way to go into 2027 is using your inner authority. That's the best way to go through every day, but especially with these individualistic ideas we feel are no good, they're going to be even more, but can be great for the collective, again, when we're at a higher frequency, a loving frequency, a light frequency. Be physically strong and healthy so your body can hold the new frequency. So take care, work out, train your body, lots of water, be eating healthy. Yeah, know that you hold the keys to the kingdom all along. This is it. This is what I'm always preaching. And I'm reading this from a blog by Ashley Brian Eve. You hold all the power that you need within you. By allowing your inner authority to guide your decisions, you will know that everything you experience is exactly what was meant for you. So really understanding your inner authority and exercising that inner authority in your emotional gym is powerful for entering 2024 all the way through to 2027 and really experiencing this new frequency in the collective and in your life. I think if we're already on the light and healing path, it's exciting. If you're not, then yeah, just filter out all those people as best as you can because they're going to be even more intense in the coming days and years. If you want a personal help in gaining clarity, your authentic power back, and healing to be rid of the narcissist for good, join our empath community. You'll receive weekly inspiration and strategies to heal from narc abuse and understand your unique human design energy blueprint. And as soon as you're in, I'll gift you your human design reading with your type, strategy, and inner authority. So join now and get your reading within 24 hours. I've just produced and gotten ready an amazing conversation with Charisse Bizram. She is an inner power activation leader, and it airs this Sunday.
If you are burnt out from pleasing everyone but yourself, then I think you'll find our conversation incredibly empowering. As we covered my own journey in unlearning outdated societal narratives as a female of colour into an inner power activation leader for women. Plus, I shared 4 tips on how to release conditioning and fear so you can be uniquely you. You don't want to miss this.
Hit the subscribe button, set your reminders, and
tune in this Sunday.
I'm so grateful for you listening, finding the show, and sharing it with your friends. It would give a great boost in the heart-centered algorithm to rate and review this podcast if you are enjoying it. Take a screenshot, share it on your socials, share it in a text message to a friend that you know right now needs to be pulled out of the quicksand. And remember, always keep your unique light shining.
Losing time, I'm fading fast. I just wanna make it last. Try to let go of the past. I close my eyes, embrace the blast. Sleepless nights and headache stack. Restlessness to hell and back. What's my purpose? What do I grab? A slippery surface, a heart attack. And sometimes you just gotta believe there's something that'll give you relief. There's something that'll have what you need. What you need. We're broken, it's tragic. We're not all elastic, but maybe there's magic. But